Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Monday, the 10th of August. In the news today, we'll update you on the Champions League. We know all the quarterfinalists now. Stokes will miss the rest of the England-Pakistan series. And Arshin says, look who's back. So that's going to be an interesting one there. Who's he got lined up for that news? Crusaders win Super Rugby Aotearoa. We have a wrap-up of all of the NRL updates. Two really good, really tight games in the ANZ Premiership. Over in the NBA and the Thunder, and we have a Thunder's results as well, which I must admit I've not checked. I just forgot to do that. But against the Wizards, so we'll bring you up to date with that game after the Thunder lost to the Grizzlies last time out. We'll look in on the golf as both Danny Lee and Linda Coe are playing at the moment. And Max Verstappen wins the 70th anniversary Grand Prix. So, yes, lots to get through on this Monday morning. Hope your week starts fantastically, folks. And we help you start the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. Kicking off with the football news on a Sunday, the A-League takes a day off. So no updates from the A-League. But over in the Champions League, we had two big wins. Barcelona beat Napoli 3-1 to win an aggregate 4-2 overall. And Bayern Munich saw off Chelsea 4-1 to win an aggregate 7-1. So they cruise through to the quarterfinals. The quarterfinals now are Leipzig versus Atletico Madrid, Atalanta versus Paris Saint-Germain, Man City versus Lyon, and Barcelona versus Bayern Munich. So we now have our final eight for the Champions League, just three rounds to go. I'm going to hand you over now to Ashwin, who's going to take us through our cricket update.
And welcome, thank you, Paul. And yeah, it's great to be back. And look who's back is me. Me, I'm back after a couple of weeks off. That's all it is. So yeah, look, good morning to everybody out on the interweb listening there everywhere. And in the news today. Oh, nice, Paul.
Sorry, I've got the mic mute.
No, look, as Paul mentioned, Ben Stokes will be leaving a hole in the England squad when he will be returning to New Zealand and missing to the final two tests in the Pakistan against Pakistan. He'll be returning for family reasons. Now, Ben Stokes' father, when last year when the England team was in South Africa, got ill and looks like he's still recovering from that. So later this week, Ben Stokes will be getting on the old tin budgie from the UK and flying over to New Zealand. It'll be an interesting thing. Will he be returning as a national or as a visitor? We'll find out, because then he'll know whether he has to pay for the quarantining or not. Now, going back to the first test, and Josh Butler was concerned for his place in the squad after criticism about his batting. His average had dropped to 31.63 before the 75, which helped England through to victory. And that's poor. He was concerned because in that game, he also had a poor game behind the stumps. So looks like he's earned himself a couple of more tests with that 75. Meanwhile, Pakistan captain Azhar Ali ponders how they lost that test, the first test, after getting into such a strong position. But basically, they went away from the plan. And the man that was getting their wickets, Yasser Ali, wasn't used enough, was the problem. He did come back and pick up Josh Butler's wicket, but it was probably a too little too late. And that conservatism is what probably cost Pakistan that first test. And while sports goes on, there's still series being cancelled around the globe. And this one is Zimbabwe's five-match T20 series against South Africa. It was scheduled to be held in Harare later this month, but it's been called off in the light of a spike in COVID-19 infections in the African nation. And finally, the IPL has lost its title sponsor, Vivo, for 2020. They've pulled out. The BCCI president, Sourav Ganguly, has said it's just a blip, not a financial crisis. So they're not too worried about the fact that they've lost their title sponsor. Vivo won the rights back in 2017 off PepsiCo for $241 million US and was supposed to go through to 2022. So they will be looking for a new sponsor for the IPL. So if you've got a few dollars in the bank, you might want to contact Sourav Ganguly and see if you can become the title sponsor for the IPL this year. And Paul, that's our cricket news for today.
Hey, that would give us a bit of exposure, wouldn't it? Yes. On New Zealand Sports Radio, it's a sponsor of the IPL. There we go.
New Zealand Sports Radio bringing you the IPL.
I don't think it's going to happen, folks. But if you would like to support us, because we are an independent media organisation, then do head over to New Zealand Sports Radio, our website. Sorry, NZ Sports Sport Radio. So NZ Sports Radio, all one word. .com and you can support us over there either with a monthly amount, or you can just buy me a coffee. There's a little tab on the side there as well. I'm going to hand you over now to Stephen, who's going to take us through our birthday update.
Yeah, we could sell all our houses and a whole lot of other people's houses, and we still wouldn't have enough money for the run of the IPL guys. And anyway, I digress. And birthdays today, a New Zealander, a born Australian cricketer, a bronze medalist at the London Olympics, and a former All Black, now coaching and living in France. And that's where we start this morning. Simon Mannix, born this day, the 10th of August 1971 in Lower Hutt, New Zealand, is a former rugby union footballer who now serves as head coach for Poe in the top 14, having previously worked as a backs coach for Munster and Racing Metro. Mannix played one test for the All Blacks against France in 1994. He was educated at St. Patrick's Silverstream College. Hopefully he learnt a bit of French while he was there. Rebecca Scown, born this day, the 10th of August 1983, is a professional rower from New Zealand. Together with Juliet Haig, she won the bronze medal in the women's coxless pair at the 2012 Summer Olympics. Previously, they had won the gold in the women's pair at the World Rowing Regatta in Lucerne 2010, and at the 2010 World Rowing Championships at Lake Karapiro and the 2011 Rowing Championships in Bled. And finally, Brendan Julian, born this day, the 10th of August 1970, is a New Zealand-born former Australian cricketer who played 7 tests and 25 ODIs from 93 to 99. He was an AIS Australian Cricket Academy scholarship in 1989, standing at 6'5". He was a dangerous left arm, a fast medium bowler with a tremendously hard-hitting right-handed late to middle order batsman. He was regarded as a prospect to become an all-rounder, and he was tagged at a young age. That's our birthdays today. Back to you, Paul.
Thank you, Stephen, for that update. Over in the rugby and in Super Rugby Aotearoa, the Crusaders beat the Highlanders 32-22 to secure the title with 1 week remaining. The Highlanders gave it a real good bash. They were winning for the first hour of this game, getting a try after just 1 minute through Frizzell powering over. And as I say, they went on to lead all the way up to the hour mark. But three tries from the Crusaders in the last 20 minutes saw them home and secure the title. We still have one more round of games to go, folks. The Hurricanes versus the Highlanders in Wellington. And then what is looking like being a very big crowd up in Auckland for the Blues versus the Crusaders to finish it all off. And our man Ashwin will be in the crowd for that one. So do look out for updates from the stands on our Facebook page, New Zealand Sports Radio. And yes, it's our favourite way for you to watch us. And our favourite way for you to listen to us is via podcast. You can listen to us on the go. You can download the iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio or Acast apps, and then just search for New Zealand Sport Radio listen to us every single day. Moving on to the ANZ Premiership, and we had two games on Sunday. The Mystics took on the Tactics in a very tight game, and it finished 42-43 in that one. Tactics took control of this game during the second quarter and kept their necks in front. The Mystics made a valiant comeback at the end, but couldn't quite close the gap. That was followed up by another very close game as the Magic lost out to the Stars 45-46. The Stars really led for most of the game, but the Magic took control towards the end of the third quarter and led all the way through the fourth quarter, only to lose it with the last shot of the game. So, yes, a real heartbreaker there for the Magic in that one. That means the ladder still has the Central Pulse at the top. The Mainland Tactics now have a 5-point lead over the Northern Mystics, who are second and third. There's then a 6-point gap back to the Northern Stars in fourth, another big gap down back to the Steel in fifth, and the Magic are still back there in sixth at the bottom of the table. And we have one game tonight when the Pulse will be taking on the Tactics in Wellington. So the Tactics had to fly down from Auckland last night to play in Wellington today. So quick turnaround for them against the Pulse in what finishes up the penultimate round of the group stages. I'm going to hand you over now to Stephen, who's going to take us through our NRL update.
Yeah, thanks again, Paul. Interesting times in the NRL as we look at the final two matches in round 13 of the NRL. Well, it's the Titans that prove they are the best team in Queensland. The Eels just get home across the Sharks in a very close one. We review the rest of the NRL table from the weekend and we check in on the Betfred Super League. But it's with the Titans-Cowboys game that we start with yesterday, because they were far too good for the Cowboys, coming out on top by 30 points to 10 over the Cowboys at Cyber Super Stadium yesterday afternoon in the early game. Double or a brace for AJ Brimson, the fullback, in the 23rd and the 34th minute, pretty much propelled them on their way to a 20-0 halftime lead. Also, veteran winger Anthony Don picking up an early try. The Titans finished the job in the second half with tries to Philip Sami in the 68th minute and Kiwis international Kevin Proctor in the 21st minute. Just a couple of tries in the second half to the Cowboys, to Justin O'Neill and Kyle Felt, with Felt adding the extras. So that went again, 30 points to 10, the Titans over the Cowboys. In the second game, played in howling wet conditions, looked really, really horrible at Nestra Jubilee Stadium yesterday. In the late game, it was the Eels getting across the line over the Sharks by 6 points to four. Only a try each in the first half. Dylan Brown, the Kiwi, who's applying his trait over there at the standoff, touching down in the 18th minute. Mitchell Moses adding the extras. Jesse Raymond replied for the Sharks in the 26th minute. But it would be Ronald Mulitalo who would get a bag of double for the Sharks in the second half in the 52nd and 55th minute. But Mitchell Moses, sealed the win in the 69th minute with a penalty goal for their 14 points. Of course, Kane Evans' touchdown for the Eels early in the second half. So a tight one there, played in very horrible conditions, but it would be the Eels that would come out on top. So I quickly review the results from the weekend, remembering we started on Thursday night with the Roosters coming out on top of the Dragons 24-16. Of course, the Warriors getting across the line across the Sea Eagles on Friday evening 26-22. The Rabbitohs too good for the Broncos, 28 points to 10. We move to the Saturday games, where convincing wins for the Storm over the Bulldogs, the Knights over the Tigers, and the Panthers, who I think are still at the top of the table. We'll look at that very, very shortly. And, of course, yesterday's results, the Titans over the Cowboys 30-10 and the Eels over the Sharks 14-12. As we look at the table, our top eight, the Panthers out there in front. If you look at their record, they've only had the one loss this season, so travelling very, very nicely and looking good for those playoffs. The Panthers, the Storm, the Eels, the Roosters, the Raiders, the Knights, the Rabbitohs, down to the Sharks in eighth place, and they are sitting on 14th points. Down to the Warriors, there are a couple of wins outside that top eight, remembering we have got 7 rounds to go in the competition thus far. We move right along to the Betfred League, which is happening in the Super League at this very moment. Just from the weekend results, the Catalans 40, Castleford 14, Warrington 40, Hull Kingston Rovers 10, Salford were too good for Hull Football Club 54-18, and Wigan too good. Well, not too good. They got across the line by just the single point over Wakefield Trinity. And with about a minute to go in the game happening at the moment, the St. Helens leading Leeds 46 points to nil. Looks like there's no comeback this week for Leeds. Remember that great victory they had over Huddersfield last week? That is simply not going to happen. I'll quickly look at the table, the top four in the Betfred Super League, being Wigan, Leeds, Warrington and the Catalans. But I'm sure our guys on Wednesday night, Brendan Sanjay, 8 p.m. on the standoff, will discuss all matters league. In fact, that's it for me today. Have a great day, everybody. Start of a new week. Go out, get stuck in. Be back tomorrow morning.
Absolutely, yes. It's Monday. Let's start it as you intend to finish the week, powering through. And over in the NBA, the Oklahoma Thunder bounced back from that loss to the Grizzlies to beat the Wizards. Sorry, I've just gone and lost my place here, but they beat the Wizards comfortably. Steve Adams did not have to suit up, but he was just on the bench. The Thunder beat the Wizards 121 to 103. So comfortable victory there for them. That sees them still, sees them sat in fifth place in the seedings for the Western Conference. It's tight there between fourth, fifth and sixth with the Rockets, Oklahoma Thunder and Utah Jazz all on 43 wins. So very tight there, but all three teams have already qualified for the finals, and the Mavericks are just one win behind on 42 wins. So yes, those seedings still all to be fought for in the Western Conference. Moving on to the golf, and in the Marathon Classic, Linda Coe is on the course at the moment. She's finished the sixth hole, and she's currently one under par for her fourth round, with a 17 under par for the tournament, meaning that she's four shots clear of Kang in second place. Ewart, Shadoff and Lee are on 11 under, so six shots behind Linda Coe at the top of the leaderboard. So looking good for Linda to pick up her first win in a while at the Marathon Classic. Over in the PGA, and Daniel Lee looks like he's finished his fourth round shot par in that round to finish four over for the tournament, and is currently sat in it tied 71st overall at the PGA Open. just the PGA Championship. At the top, Johnson is at 6 over for the tournament, one shot clear of Scheffler and Champ, and they are yet to get out on to the course. Moving on to the US Open in the tennis, and Serena Williams has announced that she is still planning to play there, and that she's also planning to play at the French Open as well. It'll be interesting to see if she'll be able to do that. At least one competitor has pulled out of the US Open because of the 14-day isolation that's in place in the Netherlands to come. If you are coming from the USA, it'll be interesting to see whether France, what COVID regulations France have in place, and whether you'll be should be able to play in both of those tournaments. That kicks off on the US Open kicks off on the 31st of August. Moving on to the 70th anniversary Grand Prix, and Max Verstappen in the Red Bull won that ahead of Lewis Hamilton and Valtteri Bottas. In the Mercedes. This is a good result for Red Bull, and Mercedes have been the best cars, but the Red Bull was better on its tyres, and their plan of starting on the hard compound paid off for them in that race. Over in the in triathlon, and the 2022 Ironman World Championships will be held in Taupo. It had originally been scheduled to be in 2020, but that obviously has been postponed, will now take place on the 10th and 11th of 2022, down there in Taupo. So good to see big international events coming over here still. You have now started the best way up to speed with all the important sports news. Don't forget to join us at 7 a.m. every single morning for the morning sports briefing here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Our favourite place for your viewers is on our Facebook page. Or if you prefer to listen to us on the go, then do download the podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favourite podcatcher. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.